Hallelujah, Father. I just pray for a mighty move from heaven this day. I pray that you bind all religious spirits, all unbelief, all unrighteousness, and selves, all the humanistic part. I pray that you move heavily in a mighty way from heaven this day. I pray that you'll have a freedom where your word goes. I pray that you'll make this happen in the wonderful name of Jesus, Father, in the wonderful name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to welcome you. Brother Freedom is opened in prayer. And this is Tuesday. We're trusting the Holy Ghost. Oh, he's so wonderful. He's so powerful. Thank you, Father, for sending the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for paying with your blood that we could have the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Bless Brother Freedom today in a mighty way. Anoint him, Lord, as you have so consistently. Thank you, thank you, thank you for touching our listeners. Open their ears and their spirit that they might receive this wonderful gold from the throne room in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this day. We welcome all everybody throughout the world. Wherever you are, we want to welcome you. I want to tell you that I love you. I've never seen you personally, but I want to see you in heaven. I don't care if you're in Hong Kong, Tokyo, Borneo, Brazil, Alaska, wherever you are. I want to see you in heaven. And boy, it's going to be a great, there's no football teams. No nothing that's come, even halfway completes and competes with God's, what he has for us. I'll tell you, it's going to be wonderful, folks. You've seen all the wonderful things that God's made upon this earth. He did that for for us. But he's also got some things that we've never seen. And they're going to be, it's going to take for eternity to see them even. He's that glorious, and he'll probably make new things for us when those are over. He is beyond, and you can never find a friend like him. He never gets upset, never gets angry, unless we do something wrong. He can get a little bit, I don't blame him. But he's against all evil. He loves righteousness. Wouldn't it be something the enemy was the one that we had going to spend eternity with? It will be if we don't come to Jesus. That's right. The enemy, he's terrible. He don't care nothing about us. But God loved us so much that he gave us his only son. Oh, praise God. When his son came, he says, he has never left us needful I go away. For if I go away, I'm going to send forth a comforter. So he sent us the comforter back also. And so God covered all the bases. We live this earth. We got ample power. We got satellites in every corner. We got high towers. Oh, like these cell phones. They got these towers. They can reach every place. There's no place that we're alone. The eyes are throughout every particle of this world. And Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor for this wonderful day. I pray that your anointing will rest in a very special way. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Good afternoon, everybody. I believe that we're living in a time that's never been. I was just listening to, I'm not a very, don't watch TV very much, but I do watch the weather program. And last night in Alabama, more tornadoes, and it's never supposed to happen. It's not supposed to, this is the wrong time of the season, but it's happening anyway. Perilous times are here. Dear friend, you might as well own up to it. You might as well just get right with God and go his way, and then you don't have to worry about it. He's going to go before you. The only thing and what we have to worry about is when we want to lead ourselves or follow the wicked one or man. When we follow you, you have the answer totally, all the time. With that, there's going to be a lot of troubles that's coming forth. We're going to see tidal waves, volcanoes, tornadoes, hurricanes, many sickness, many troubles, many angry people going forth by the wicked one to such that they're going to get out of control. It's going to be a lot of loose living. What I mean loose, it has no control on it. It's going to just go out and live rampant. It's going to be a terrible time because if you're a righteous person living here, you're going to be a target by one of these loose cannons. And they're going to try to come and take us out because the evil one don't like us. If we stand for God, the evil one, just face it, he does not like you. But remember, God's bigger and more powerful than anything that Lucifer has. God's got the big gun. Lucifer's got just only partial what he can. You know, if you do and talk so much, he can't even know anything about you. Do you know that out there? He cannot. He doesn't have that same. God can knows everybody, but he does not. He's not omnipotent. God's only omnipotent. You keep your mouth shut. He's not going to know so much about you. When you get out here and blabber yourself and tell things, then he knows it all about you. And another good thing, when you start praying the Holy Ghost, he don't understand that either. It's far from it. He gets his feathers burnt every time. He burns and gets taken way off. He leaves you alone. Till you cool down. Then he comes down. I think I have some now. But don't put that Holy Spirit there because I'm going to get God. That's what he says. God's God. He's got the tools for us to work with in these last hours. It's not going to be easy, but praise God, it's going to be glorious. It says when the enemy comes in like a flood, he is coming like a flood, God will raise up a standard against him. God's going to raise up a standard against him. And greater is he that's in you than what you're facing. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down with the green grass as the green grass and wither as the herb. If that's if we do it by the Spirit, we try to do that in our flesh, yes, he's going to mow us right down. Don't try to do any of these things, and you get sort of halfway Christian, don't try it either. Why he lets half-hearted Christians make it? Because he sees the latter end, halfway Christians are not going to make it the end eternity. So he knows he has you. So you should just wake up and say, he's letting me have it easy now because, see, conviction comes from God. Condemnation comes from the enemy. When you're doing right, he wants to bring condemnation that you don't want to do follow God. You can tell him to buzz off. You know God before you, who can be against you? We need to start learning where these problems are coming from. Some of the things that we address as God, it's not from God. It's from the enemy. And there's something that God's got. The enemy tries to claim it. It's not his. You need to get very individual, precise in what you're doing. This is the most important day of your life that you'll ever have from the time of 1880. There's not a day like this day. You need the input of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost every step of your way. Every heartbeat, every sigh has to be led by God. That's the only way that I know that you're going to make it. And that's hard. I have to pray every day lest I become a castaway. We peddled it so softly. I'm saying we, the pastors and all these kind, we told people, you come and live for God. God's going to bless you. Yes, he will, but you've got to be grow. God gives us a little space of time of growing, and if you never get any roots, you're going to suffocate. What happens when you suffocate? You don't grow. When you don't grow very long, you just pass away. Your life, your Christian experience is that same way. You need to take courage and serve the Lord with all your heart, bringing perfection in the hearts. God wants perfection being done by the Spirit of God. The bottom line is, he wants holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see or please God. The 91st Psalms, it talks about dwelling in a secret place. The day that we're living in is for the people that are serious about God. The 91st Psalms is for people that are serious about their walk with God. He that dwells in a secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Folks out there, we all, it's not needed, we have to have it. It hadn't come just somewhere it didn't. I mean, it's a have to. We have to. And these people that don't want it, there's no way you can force them. I've come to where I don't even talk to somebody about it. You might say, that's hard. No, that's, I want the Spirit to, when I tells me, I know my words are not being trampled down like the evil spirits. I've got the leadership of God the Father. God's Bible says that we cannot be saved unless the Spirit moves upon us to be saved. That's the Spirit moves. A lot of times in our testifying, we testify when we do more damage than what we're doing good. Because we don't know how. It's looks like a few years back, I'm going to bring this out, but I was in a shop, and there was a lady that used to come in, just terrible. She was terrible. And I started praying about her, And the Lord says, well, just keep praying about it. Finally, the Lord says, I'll tell you what to do. Next time she comes in, I'm going to give you 4 words. Have a good day. Don't say nothing more, nothing less. I thought, well, that's sort of, but I'll do it. I always do try to do exactly what it says. She come in that morning, slammed her foot in the door and started swearing, cursing, and just ripping men apart. She just liked to do that. But I knew there was a good spirit inside of her somewhere. I felt this. I said, have a good day. Looked at me and she looked like, just snarled at me. She'd run out and come back the next morning. Lord says, this same program. I said, have a good day. What did you say? At least I got a little cup. What do I say? I said, have a good day. What did you say again? I said, have a good day. Wow, boy, she just snarls in. You know, a lot of people say, well, let's just stop right now because that's, you know, it's not working. Well, you don't know God. Can you, any of you out there, do you know the mind of humans? I don't. So I have to have someone that knows what's going in their life. It's real easy when God knows everything and you have communication with the Holy Ghost. He lets you know exactly what they need to say. I says, have a good day again. No one ever tells me have a good day. I said, well, have a good day anyway. Well, I guess I'll go do that. I said, well, have a good day. I started really pushing on. I mean, have a good day. I mean, I just have a good day. She said, I just say, have a good day. God said, it's working. It's working. He said, how could this happen? Because God said it was going to happen. Went on about a week. She come in and says, you got to be, the odd word she says, you got to be a man of God. And I said, I'm not no holy person. I try to live for the Lord, but I'm not what you, one of these holy like you think I'm a, I'm not a minister, I'm not a pastor. I'm just a old layman that knows Jesus. Knows the, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. But I know them. She said, will you pray for me? I said, it'd be my delight. But I can't do it we're on working time now, so, and I was still working. I says, come back about 12 o'clock, and we'll have you and I just sit down and have a little time together. She says, I'll come back. When she came back, she just totally, God had work to work within her, be going his way. Only 4 words ever said, have a good day. And God had worked everything out to that about a week's time. So she was broke. You ever break a horse? She was broke. Now, would you pray for me? She knows, says, no one's ever loved me. I've been a Christian when I was a little girl, and people told me to get out and all these things. I said, well, that's not God. Shame on these people doing that. I said, I'm sorry, but God is not that way. He loves you like you are. He even loves me. How did that? Well, she chuckled at that. And I prayed for her. The Spirit of God came on her. I said, Lord, touch her in a mighty way. Bring healing to her body. Touch her this way in a more powerful way. I probably spoke not the intent. I'm speaking now. I saw her deliver her. Set her free. Oh, move apart from the mighty Holy Ghost. The glory of God. Her life was so changed that she called all of her kids home. The kids hadn't even seen her in years. And they all came in there. And grandma and mama is changed. All because God was in the picture. You understand up there? I didn't say nothing. Have a good day. That's, you know, you'd be theologians say, how could anybody get saved that way? That's what you'd say. But God knew exactly what to say. While we're at it on words, I had a fellow that I'd worked for. I went for about 3 or 4 years. He would not pay me. And here I'd worked hard. It was very tough on me anyway. And he never paid me. He kept calling me and I said, Lord, what am I going to do with this? The Lord told me, says, he had some bright red pickups. And he's just telling what to tell him about those red pickups. And I told him about that. He said, oh, get your check out right now. That check was in the next morning. See, God knows how to get the attention. He knows all things well. W-E-L-L. Well. He knows all, is all. But we got to learn. We can't do it within ourselves. Now, I could have told her, I says, lady, you sure need to get right with God. Wouldn't have worked. She just jumped on me like a cat on the tin roof. She'd have been all over me. I could have said something else, and she'd have been all over me. But by going God's way, she did exactly right. This man, if I had said anything different, he'd have blew up sky high. But what I said God's way, immediately is done. I started learning that. It don't take any intent from us. We have to yield to our Heavenly Father through the source of the Holy Ghost, through Jesus on the cross. Oh, you can't, you have Jesus, you got the Holy Ghost, and you got God the Father. How can you lose? But you got to go His way. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Boy, I'll tell you, we need a refuge this day. What I seen this last week, we're going to need some refuge. I'm not going to scare you, but Brother Freedom has seen some things which really scare the Christian realm. I spoke on this just to some leaders here a couple of years ago, and they said, you stay away from that like an atomic bomb going off. Because the Bible plainly says, in a couple of places, talks about Babylon, that's a revelation, talks about this country is going to be, it has a lot of wool and all the products. Look how we've had them. And look how we don't have much anymore. And at that time, something happens, like a bomb or something hits it. And the other countries lament about it. And you look at what we've done. We're supposed to be a Christian nation, yet we produce probably more pornography, more filthy movies, more corruption than anybody in the world. We have lawlessness. We got all kinds of troubles, and yet we claim to be God's child. We go out here and live like the devil and say we're God's children. Well, it hurts the heart of God, I know for sure. And God's not very happy about it. And it also says in Peter, hold on to what I just told you, that judgment must begin at the house of God. It must first begin at us, house and the end of them that believe not. See there, we that believe not is the what we go out the unsaved. But we have heard. But many of us have heard and let it slip. We missed what God had in our heart. We went to a form of godliness, but we've denied His power. Oh, you say, what is that? You have denied the Holy Ghost. I have been to Pentecostal churches for years, and they all, most the only one, denied the move of the Spirit. They even said, maybe I'm the only one who heard it, but I'm not sure I'm not. I've heard it from Texas to wherever I'm at. They all say the same thing. We don't need it. God's Spirit is very tender. And Jesus said, I'll forgive you of all things we come against me. But He said, if you go against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven you now or forever. Well, I'll tell you, there's seen some Pentecostals I've seen that did not want any move. I've been in full gospel businessmen, and these new imps come in, and a couple of years, they said, we don't want move the Spirit here. These are devilish spirits. They come in your midst as false as He speaks about. They come in disguised as godly, but yet in heart, they're wolves. They're full of dead men's bones. They're wicked. They come in this way to destroy what's happening. And we, as supposed to be God's elect, say, oh, we just gonna let that go. We just gotta let them have their own way. I remember in this church, it says the pastor we had was really right on. Because he was right on, full of the Holy Ghost, we got rid of him. When this happened, a lot of people said, well, it's okay. But God's not okay when you go against the things of God. Vexing spirits. Spirits come in there to change what God has in His plan for us. How do you stay in God's plan? It means having your church board on fire for God, for the Holy Ghost. Not having a bunch of church board full of washed out fakers. Fakers stand kindly. These men did not want no move of the Spirit at all. That means they didn't want the Holy Ghost to move. None. I told them they said, if you want to stay with us, you're going to have to come our way. I said, I'm gone right now. So I left. I was in Texas. I went down to preach one service, and the God was moving mightily in the Spirit of God, and this Spirit got up in the back of the church. He says, folks, we don't want this here, do we? The pastor says, well, See, he just sat there, ha, he didn't know what to say. So I was shot down pretty fast because I was just a visitor. But before I sat down, I said, but this is the will of God here. You take it or you leave it. And as I remember, that church went downhill too. You can't allow yourself to be moved upon by vexing spirits and not be penalized. That's like the game of football. You go out here and mess up, you're going to be penalized. In God's Spirit, the same way. You get out here, you're going to be penalized. You got to move out with God and not any effort come forth by the enemy adversary in your fellowship. It's taboo for you. It's taboo, whatever your denomination. But that's what's happened, sirs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's happened. I've been there. I kept my mouth shut for a long time because God says, you can't change it. But right now, I got the ever power because God's before me. God's opened the windows of heaven. He's going to move out, and I'm going to say what he wants me to say, and I'm going to sell it deliberately for these imps to receive it. I don't even think you can get forgiven, but you might. You don't play around with God. I think most of them have passed away anyway. You don't go around here and kick good people out of office and God be happy about it. Undertakers let you know that when people die from not living the right life, they have torturous things that happen. God has a way. If you'll go in the secret place of the Most High, you'll live graciously with long life. I tell you, you're going to be long life. You're going to have the joy. You're going to have peace. Oh, you're going to have something beyond description. But you get out here and live this half-hearted, watered down. What we had as gospel is treacherous. I believe the graveyards are going to split apart. Some of these bodies are going to be contemptible. They've already met the enemy down there. You don't play around with God. You don't get out here and just say, oh, it's okay. God, guess God does care. This is his world. The earth and all was made by him, for him, for us. And I want all of you to know, we must wake up. We must shape up with him as a leadership. God give me an ironclad spirit right now. And I know I'm going to go God's way all the way. All the way my Savior leads. There is no other way. If we continue on the way we are, prophesy this right now. We continue on like you are and don't get any better and God can let it keep going. You're going to find with a few years, you're going to have Mohammedans, these turban heads, they're going to come in here and they're going to take the Christians and hang you up by your feet and you're going to let you out to dry. And then they're going to have a party and our president and everybody else is going to be a lot. That's good, good, good. That's what's going to happen. You need to shape up because it's coming. I've seen it on the wall. It's coming. That's not the only thing I've seen. I've seen the atomic bomb is going to drop too. But this could happen before the atomic bomb. There's a lot of stuff that's shaping up. And there's only one escape. It's coming through the cross of Jesus Christ. The way of the cross leads home by the power of God. Totally separation for God, in God, all God. He is the only way. I was a mechanic too long. You don't go out here and put a bunch of good parts in and put one old sloppy part in. It's going to mess up the whole thing. That's just putting one sloppy. But we've got a whole basket of sloppy parts and one good part in. It don't even make sense. It won't even get started. That's where we are. We got a whole pot of brand new cat out here putting this engine in it. It's going to fall apart. You gotta keep it right. God's right. He is right. Churchy is humanistic way. Godly is God's way. Without holiness, we're not gonna see or please God. He shall say that he give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou thee dash thy foot against. You're not gonna have this any other way but God. God's got the Holy Spirit, yet he's got division, an army. He's got army. They can come down. That's probably what's happening to these tornadoes. God's in them. His army is very powerful. How in the dickens do you think that you can come against what God has? God is God. Why I said dickens, I said it because it's a slang word, because the whole world is slang. You need to come out of that, be separated. We need to have our minds on the Lord only. We need that cool off in our own while we sit back and read the funny books. It's all right. God wants you to have your, it's all right to have your time. God knows that we need a little bit of a break once in a while, but don't have to be 24 hours a day without Him. It's not like God gives maybe 1 minute of a year, Christmas time and Easter time for just a second, but even that's low quality. It's just a form of denying all the power. What was Christmas come from? It came from Jesus to be a sacrifice upon the cross. He came to be that one that would pay the price that we could be saved. That's what Christmas is. Easter's when He died upon the cross. See, out there, you're not going to have any of God in here. You're just going to have it, you and Muhammad's and whatever you got. And you kick God out. This other group, kick him out. He's going to do what Satan would like to do, but God says you can't touch him that deep. But he can bring a group in here, and they're going to cut your heads off. They're cut your fingers off. They're going to take you, do everything that cripple you, lame you. It's coming. And you need to wake up. But God, you've still got some good time if you come to God. God's the answer. He is the way. No one comes only through the Spirit of God. I pray for you. I believe God wants to touch you this way. But if this don't move you today, I really don't know. I mean, it's got to be terrible out there. You should be on your knees calling to God. Like Nineveh. Oh, when they call on God. America should call on God this day. Praise God. There should be a prayer meeting all the United States today. Found all over. Out there you should call your friends. Let's pray. Let's seek God. But you probably sit back and just sit there. Oh, there. What is this old silly old boy on this? Look at Brother Freedom. He's got just foolish, foolish, foolish. We've been taught better not by our pastor. Yeah, I know that. That's what they taught. Yes, that's right. But that's not God's way. God's way got a higher standard. It's got a program that's going to be for eternity. Hey, while we're on pastors, these pastors, they're going to be held accountable for how they preached. They're going to be accountable. Bible said, be better than millstone upon your neck and cast the deepest sea and cause one little one to stumble. And many of you out there have caused many to stumble. I'm saying this day that you need to search yourself this day. All of you out there, in the sound of my voice, I have to search myself daily that I'll be where God wants me to be, sir, lady. You need to wake up. It's scary. But I didn't want to come in because this outside element is coming in fast. And I know there's only one way to deal with it is having yourself spirit right with God. God is the only power that's able to come against what you're facing. Now, what you're facing is a terrible time ahead for you, a time of destruction, probably a time of an atomic bomb, hellish times. But God's the answer, friends. I hate to say it, talk to you the plain, but I knew today that I had to talk very plain. God loves you. I love you. I pray that someone will write back and say, this touched me. It's up to you. God bless you all. I pray that God bless these people this day. Open their eyes this day, Father, to see where they are. Oh, they're like a lost bunch of sheep. No leadership. The sheep they can't follow very well. Father, set them free this day. Touch your hearts, your people. Bring life to your people today. Alive this day to your people. Lord, open the church world this day. Lord, I see the churches all around. There are many going to miss. What we've done, we've let people grow up into a low-key Christian life. It's not low-key Christian life. It's on fire life. It's the burners are hot. That's what we've taught. A low-key life. Come out and have the fun. Come in to our chapel. We're going to have song service today. We're going to have hot dogs after supper or after dinner. We're going to have all this fun. Those kind of things are all right. But God's first. When it's not, He's not that's not His department. He wants to feed us spiritually food from Him. And you can't live through life unless you take your food spiritually from Him. You can't learn the word of life unless you eat it. God's got a process of receiving and taking what he has for you because for your benefit. Nothing else is satisfying as God is. But you have to choose. You have to make a decision. I pray that God bless you. Cut to the multitudes of people who hear this message today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Amen. It's in God's hand. Amen.
Thank you for listening all the way through because these are important words. Brother Freedom is not some kind of polished speaker. God is using him because he's not a polished speaker so that those that are interested will really listen. God bless you and thank you.